The book of Revelations 22:11-12. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. The discipline of justice within the hearts and minds of people, more than any other form of truth, is subject to intensive manipulation and perversion by the organized powers of darkness. According to the numerous statements of Scripture, Apostle Arkady writes, it is only because of the justice of God that the righteous will be rewarded for their righteousness. At the same time, the wicked, because of the same justice, will receive complete retribution for their lawlessness. Due to the given information, we can confidently state that, first, any teaching where it says the just will be just still, the wicked will be wicked still, the filthy will be filthy still, any teaching that is founded as if upon the grace of God that guarantees people salvation, that is independent of a worthy repentance, is a deceptive and unconfirmed by any means lie. Matthew 3:7-9. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, this is John the Baptist, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not think to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father,' for I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Second, if a person receives salvation but does not change his way of thinking, his speech, and his behavior or acts, then he is deceiving himself." Colossians 3:8-11. But now you yourself are to put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Third, if a person receives salvation but ignores and does not acknowledge the order of the kingdom of heaven that is contained in salvation within the law of hierarchical subordination, then this person is a person of perdition. Ephesians 4:11-14. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Fourth, if a person receives salvation, but allows or permits himself to consume alcoholic beverages, then he will lose his salvation. Leviticus 10:9. Do not drink wine or intoxicating drink, you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. When a person consumes alcoholic beverages, you could smell it on him at least for a whole week. And so thank be to God that we don't have this kind of thing within the church. Fifth, if a person receives salvation but refuses to forgive offenses that were committed against him, his sins will not be forgiven by God. Mark 11:25-26. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Sixth, if the wicked and the lawless person would be allowed into heaven, then even there he will not learn righteousness and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Isaiah 26:10. Let grace be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness he will deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. That's why there's no peace for the wicked. Seventh, if a person receives salvation, but takes of what is the holy to of what is holy to the Lord in the form of tithes and offerings, claiming them for himself or changing its amounts, then this is a son of perdition. Malachi 3:9-10. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Malachi is talking to the Israelite nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, as the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Right now, we will sing a psalm, and we will remember that the unjust let him be unjust still, and this begins with the heart that is not cleansed from dead works, and one that has not repented, that has not produced a worthy fruit of repentance. This means that a person will allow within his heart to have evil, to have a filthy mouth, will have offenses in his heart, will drink alcohol, will allow himself to commit all kinds of sin, and will also steal from God as well. The scriptures say, the righteous, let him be righteous still. And still meaning, how much more? Until the day of the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Later, after that, he will then direct what happens next, but we wait for him, and we will continue to be just and righteous as he commands. Let us stand up and partake in this wonderful service. ask you to please stretch out your right hand as a symbol before our God and proclaim together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and that I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May be blessed. Please be seated.